for another walk. Good evening.
I suppose it's inevitable that after such a mild spell in Cork, there would be moisture in the air. But it certainly feels tonight as if we're going to get some rain. It's one of those kind of, you know, the kind of very, very, very fine rains that don't really wet you unless you stay out there for about an hour. But you certainly feel that you're at risk. So me and my little white fluffy ball of cotton de tulier dog from Madagascar, in case any of you are into where do dogs come from, we're out. And nobody else is out. But in the distance I can hear two dogs barking. Now, you know, this is really a series, one more in a series, and I've never counted how many there have been, which are designed to help me unwind before bed. And they're certainly not designed for me to deliver a message, a purposeful message, or a pre-planned package. So I do deliberately just walk out the door with the iPhone in the pocket, and without thinking of what I'm going to say, I start. Although I did this evening think, as I was walking out of the house, of the very first line, and since it's still in the back of my head somewhere, this is what it was. I was going to begin the boo with, oh dear, what is it, that Shakespearean line, a dog, my kingdom for a dog. Yep, that is what I thought dog lovers would like. And having lived in the UK for ages, where in a kind of a way it's easy to say pets rule the kingdom. English people love their dogs, and for all I know they love their pterodactyls, and that was silly, they're scorpions and they're cats, but no, they genuinely love their dogs, they're big into dogs and cats. And I spent most of my life, after I left home, childhood, avoiding dogs, I have to admit. In case you're thinking, oh, here's a man who's been having dogs all his life. My parents had dogs. I sort of moved around the dogs in a nice way and liked them. Never remember not liking them, but they gave them a wide berth for the most part. I certainly don't remember ever taking the dog for a walk. But we had a big garden, and I guess the dogs used to run around in the garden rather than ever be taken out on a lead for a walk. And when I went on to be a student in Dublin, and after that went to London and worked as a bus conductor, and this is not a biography, so I never considered having a dog. And all through my first marriage and my first phase of my life, if you like, in London, we had children, house and stuff like that, but never a dog. And truthfully, I'd say it never crossed my mind to have a dog. So I'm really new to the world of it. So while I'm at it, I'd just like to thank one person, a lady who lives somewhere down in West Cork, and I don't know exactly where she lives, but she's, she's a dog food lady. She sells dog food, and she sells a lot more than dog food. She sells all the sort of things you'd need to be able to look after a dog, and she's full of advice, and it's dreadful. I'm tired, and this evening I can't remember her name on Twitter, but her name is Margaret, and it will come back to me. And she was just lovely, and various other people have helped, but I've been at this dog stuff from a clueless start, so it's all been a bit of an adventure. So I've kind of learned that as he walks along with his tail up in the air, that means he's cocky and happy. And for the most part, he seems to be a dog that is like that way all the time. But he did get rather
aggressive and assertive. Well, I don't want to mix those words up. But he did get sort of rather forceful this evening and started barking in the house. So I'm not great at knowing what you do with a dog who starts to bark in the house, except that it might bother the neighbours, and it certainly bothered me. And his bark took on, over since he was a pup, because he wasn't like this when he was a pup, took on a slightly high-pitched tone. And of course, I can never play it for you in the evening. Anyway, who wants to describe sounds? You hear them, but there are no stars tonight. There are no stars tonight. But, it's good to be out. God, it is good to be out. I bet you some of you are at this moment out walking your dog. And certainly when this goes out on Twitter and on Facebook, there will be other people who will have been out at exactly the same time. So look, I have been told by a really good and caustic friend of mine that I've gone too long. So I just want to say it's really good to unwind late at night. And bless you for listening. And thanks a million. And, this little audio boo community, in a kind of way, our leader, or the person who's made it all possible, Mark Rock, is at the moment, you may or may not know, but he's at the moment in Las Vegas. And he's not there with his mistress, or any mistress, and he's not there to play the slot machines. He's there for a thing called CES. And so, for that matter, is another person I know called Pat Phelan. So there we are. CES, loads of people. This isn't to talk about that event, but it's just that it popped into my head. Okay, I wish you all, in the style of that great man of film, Alfred Hitchcock. And I forget his punchline, but it would have been something like, good night.